Cliff Floyd is our MLB analyst on Sportsnet. He's also MLB analyst with the MLB Network. There's a lot of MLBs there. Cliff Floyd joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Good morning, Clifford.
Hey, good morning. I apologize to all our listeners, man. I'm driving to Key West to watch my son play, so bear with me today.
Nah, no problem. They go, Key West, sometimes the cell reception's a little dodgy, but... To say the least, but we'll make it work. We'll make it work. Hey, Cliff, are you surprised that that David Price is getting that start in Game 2 for the Red Sox?
You know what? I'm a little bit surprised, but I think at the end of the day, Alex Cora basically is trying to literally lift his spirit and let him know how important he is. To me, let's see if you can get it done type of attitude. You have, I know you can do it. Go out there and prove to everybody that you have it in you and get pissed off. I think that's the one thing that you haven't seen from D Price enough, Jeff, is he has to get mad. He has to go, enough of this. I know I'm better than this. And it is about a win. It is about, getting off the schneid and getting that big goose egg off your shoulders. If he does that, I think he'll be right back to where he was when I had him in 08 in Tampa. I just think he, you keep staring at it. It's staring at you right in the face, and everybody's waiting for you to make that, to literally do what he did his last start so he can blast him. Mm-hmm. He has to shut all the critics up and everybody and go do his thing.
Yeah, I think he needs to focus more on less on his critics and more on just going out and just focusing on the Houston Astros. I mean, easy to say from a distance, I'm with you on that. And look, given the way Alex Cora, given the way most of his decisions worked out in that series against the Yankees, I suppose Price could probably go out and pitch 7 no-hit innings right now. Cora, I mean, let's face it, I like both those guys. I know Aaron a little more than Alex Cora, but I thought Alex Cora outmanaged Aaron Boone in that series. I really did in the ALDS.
Well, I think for me, it's more of, like you said, you have to trust your gut. Sometimes these analytics get in the way. And I'm not saying that they did for Aaron. I don't know. Obviously, none of us know. Everybody prepares differently. Everybody obviously thinks themselves into positions to be successful. But you could have told me Brock Holt and Devers was going to be the two choices you make, and look what they did for you. Steve Pierce inserting them into the lineup. All these things, you have to look at and go, how does these moves, how do I go to Ian Kinsler and say, Brock Holt is playing second base? How do you do those things? I think you have to have the respect of what that club is. The identity lies in what Alex Cora does every single day. And then those guys fall into place. When you win as many games as the Red Sox won, JB, you can't really question what this man has done. Now, obviously, it is the personnel that's on the field, but he has to put you in positions to be successful, and I think he did it tremendously well this year.
How do you see this series shaking out, Cliff? Who's got the edge between these two really, really good teams?
I really thought when I saw that, when I saw how it unfolded with the bullpen and Boston and all these things, I thought it was going to be impossible for them to do what they've done. But they have a plan in place. Now, I don't know if that plan works out. Now, I don't know if they, if they go right back to what they were when we questioned that bullpen going into the postseason, talking about the Red Sox. But if you give the Astros any extra outs, you lose. That's just it, right? You're not going to be able to sort of dissect through their lineup and think that, by missing a double play or not fielding your position from a pitcher standpoint or walking the leadoff guy is not going to come back and haunt you. Just ask the Cleveland Indians. And the Cleveland Indians are a better team than what we saw in that series. To me, they're just a better team than what we saw in that series. I believe it's going to be a good one now that I think the Red Sox have figured out that, look, this is a sense of urgency type of thing. And whenever we feel we have to put a guy in the starting rotation in the bullpen, we'll do it to sort of win us a ball game. Those things are going to help them because I think the mindset of the players are there. I believe this game can go. I mean, I believe this series can go 6-7 games easy.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think the for the Houston Astros having Roberto Osuna at the back end of the bullpen? You know, having a guy with a good postseason pedigree, a guy who you know performed well against Cleveland, changes the equation for them this postseason compared to last year, where it was pretty clear early, I think, that A.J. Hinch didn't have a lot of trust in Ken Giles. Like sometimes I think, Cliff, we underestimate the importance of just of knowing that whatever happens, however long the game goes in the ninth inning, I got my guy. And whatever it takes to get there, that's fine. I got my guy in the ninth inning. I think it's got to change the way A.J. approaches things.
It changes the whole dynamic. It really does. And I mean that wholeheartedly because it was times when I looked at this whole scenario, how big is Ken Giles? Is he bigger than Gerrit Cole? Nah, I don't know. Because mm-hmm. obviously Gerrit Cole has been that great. And I, you know, when you think about Charlie Morton and his shoulder woes and so on and so forth, and McCullers Jr. now in the bullpen, they have some question marks in the rotation. But when you look at the back end, he's as big as Justin Verlander's move last year was. That's how big he's been. Now, they risk everything from an organizational standpoint of, you know, what they're all about and how you want to be looked at as an organization, as a top organization, as far as going out and getting him when he was going through all his personal, his personal endeavors. But I think at the end of the day, JB, you can't ask for a better guy in that role to get those last three outs of a game than Osuna right now.
Mm.
So I think, you know, when you talk about the bridge, well, you have some options to get to him, and they fix that. I don't think they have any weaknesses, to be honest with you. But obviously, when you get, you know, in crucial situations, you know, you see what weaknesses you have and how teams are going to exploit those. But, I mean, that was a steal for them. And on the flip, I think the Jays got them a guy in Ken Giles that's going to help them tremendously down the road as well. So, look, the Astros are a beast of a squad. We know that. You know, when you go out there and make the moves they made, winning the World Series and bringing in Gerrit Cole, and then going out there and getting, you know, Osuna, I just think, you know what? I mean, those are things, you know, that you can't really explain. They just game changers.
Mm. Cliff, before we leave the American League and talk about the National League Division Series, I did want to talk a little bit about the New York Yankees. And, you know, look, that series, I think for a lot of people, and I don't know if this is necessarily fair, but my sense is a lot of people maybe changed what they thought about the Yankees as a result of that series. You know, certainly players like Miguel Andujar, or Andujar, as he's called. Did the Yankees learn anything about themselves that would make them change what they want to do this offseason? Like, do you think they realized after that series that, hey, we made a lot of strides, we've got a lot of good young players, but we really do need to add a Manny Machado or Bryce Harper to take this thing over the top? Do you think they've come to that conclusion now?
It's a great question. I really think offensively, they should think that they're fine. I think as far as how they go about their offense consistently, me personally, JB, I think Stanton needs to play the field every day. I just think that that's his certain players, when you look at them, they need to be competitive only, you know, and not just one-dimensional. And however they figure that out, that for me is what they should sort of pay attention to. I think Andujar will be fine. I think if he works his tail off to understand the importance of being a third baseman every single day, because it's not about him catching the ball, it's about him throwing the ball across the diamond. You know, without him and Gleyber Torres, what would that team really be, right? Mm-hmm. So I just look at, they have their dynamic. I think they have to look at the versatility of their squad and see what best fits their star player. I don't know how everybody sees this thing, but I saw it in the DS. His at-bats weren't competitive because he just wasn't into them as he probably would be if he's on that field playing defense and then going up there and then, you know, throwing a bat at a ball every once in a while. Those are things that sort of figure themselves out it's very hard, and I think people think it's just easy where you can just slide into a DH role and it works out. I don't look at it like that. I really don't. I look at it from a standpoint of, let's see how this really works. Because if it don't work, I need to figure out how to maximize everything that I went out and got stand for. And I don't really think they did that this year.
Right. All right, let's move on to the National League and the Dodgers and the Brewers. You know, this series, you've got the Brewers' bullpen, which is really deep, really effective, and throws really hard. And you've got the Dodgers' deep bench, right? I mean, you've got a team that could basically, seems as if they could platoon at almost every position if they really wanted to. Who do you think gets the edge in this series?
Man, I'm in love with the Brewers. You know what?
Hard not
I like
to be.
How they go about the. Yeah, you know, it's just hard not to like how they roll. I'm gonna say something about the Dodgers that I really didn't look at until I saw how they go about their businesses. Man, they figure out a way. They just put it all together, and you know, Dave Roberts might not, you know, he might be driving to the ballpark not really knowing what he's gonna get from Ryu, or you know, I had to make an executive decision on starting his star pitcher in Kershaw game two. They just figure out a way to get it done, JB, and I don't know if they lose. You got Puig, who's crazy as hell, but I think you want him on your squad consistently every single day. He's going to bring something to the squad, and to the point that that is something that you can't even imagine is, you know, you have really two teams to throw out there on that field every day.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you come with, you counter with Freeze and Kemp and Puig, and you just go down that road. Kike Hernandez has been terrific. I don't really know how they lose. I just don't. I love the Brewers, and I think, you know, if you make this a bullpen game, the edge for me, even though the Dodgers have been good, goes to the Brewers. But if you talk about just diversity and dealing with it and coming down to, you know, clutch hitting, I give the edge to the deep bench and Dave Roberts being able to handpick, you know, guys for certain roles that's been down that road before that, you know, you can't even imagine. I mean, you know, no team in this whole playoffs has a Brian Dozier, a Freeze, a Kemp, and a Puig sitting there waiting if need be. That's just a lot.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think that's the quandary for Craig Counsell is, as much as he's got, you know, he can go left, right, and he's got an awful lot of power. The fact of the matter is that, you know, Dave Roberts can match him with hitters. And it's going to be interesting to see who blinks first in this series. And I mean, I guess we'll know when we know how the Brewers set up their starting rotation for this series. And that's the other issue. Their starting rotation is, I mean, Cliff, I can't remember another team going into the playoffs with a starting rotation that had, you know, what, one double digit game winner. I can't remember that.
No, you know, and you know, that was a big question mark at the deadline is how do you go about this thing? And look, you know, I think we all agree that Gio Gonzalez is a good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of names at the break that you could have went after that would allowed you to be in a position where you felt comfortable with naming game one, game two. Look, and Counsell has said all along, you know, this is a World Series type of squad in their mind, and they're starting to believe that. I go back to 08. I tell you all the time, we believed it as we went on throughout the season. Now, I didn't think that it was no way in hell that they could shut down Colorado's offense like they did. And I don't know if it was just the Rockies' offense that just beat themselves up and put the pressure on themselves, or the pitching was just that good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know, but I think when you look at where they are, you have to believe that the confidence is sky high after holding the Rockies team. I mean, if I might be mistaken here, but maybe three runs in a series, that's pretty darn impressive.